It's okay, really. Nothing's wrong. Don't worry. There's no fire or anything like that. I just want to talk, that's all. It's 3 in the morning. Yeah, 3 in the afternoon would have been a better time. But I tried that, and you avoided me. I tried talking to you in the morning. I tried the afternoon. I tried to catch you before school, during school, and after school multiple times this week. You've been keeping your distance, and I want to know why. Tough. You wouldn't talk to me then. So you're gonna talk to me now. And I'm not taking no for an answer. Doesn't matter how I got in. I'm in. Pretend I came down your chimney. I know you don't have a chimney. I said pretend. Ugh. That's not the important part of this conversation. I want to know why you've been avoiding me. Nope. You're not going anywhere. You're gonna remain laying there in bed, like a good little pet, while you talk to me. Yeah, that's what I said. A good little pet. Right now, you're my pet. My warm, soft, snuggly little pet. And you're going to obey your master's commands. And my first command is you tell me why you've been avoiding me. Tough. I'm not getting off of you. I'm going to stay here on top of you all night if I have to. Now stop avoiding the subject. Talk to me. Tell me what's wrong. Look, it's very simple. You want me off, you talk. So if you say that you want me off, and you're not talking to me, I'll know that you don't really want me to get off of you. Good. You're not talking. That means you want me to stay here all night. What do you mean, what am I doing? If you want me to be here all night, I'm gonna have to get comfortable. I'm gonna lay on you and cuddle you. Shh. Shh. There, my pet. Stop talking and go to sleep. I'll cuddle you close and you'll feel so much better. That's right. I said no talking, little pet. You don't want to talk about what's been bothering you and why you've been avoiding me? So now your master is commanding you. No talking of any kind. Now be quiet and go to sleep with my loving arms wrapped around you. Sure. Go ahead. If you yell, you're right. Everyone else will hear you. They'll all come running in, and you'll be saved from the big, bad, beautiful girl stretched out on top of you, cuddling you, and whispering softly in your ear. So go ahead. Yell. I'm not stopping you. Nothing to say. That's what I thought. That's my good little pet. Now go to sleep. No, you don't. I've got you pinned beneath me. You know how much stronger I am. I could tell that you liked me too. So I started to assert myself around you and... Oh. That's it, isn't it? It's not how strong I am. It's how dominant I am. Are you embarrassed by me acting that way towards you? I see. You don't like being told what to do while your friends are around. Or by my taking charge, like I am now. Oh, baby, baby. I just have one thing to say to all of that. Tough. That's what I said. Tough. I like you. I like you a lot. And I really know you like me too. I'm claiming you. I don't care what anybody thinks about that. You're mine. Of course I can claim you. In fact, I already have. I've decided to make you mine. And so... You are. Baby, look. You've known for a long time that I like to be the dominant one in my relationships. It's never something I try to hide. It's who I am. Or did you think that once I became attracted to you, that you would tame me somehow? Turn me into something I'm not. I think you're missing the bigger picture here. You're not understanding all of the perks of having a dominant girlfriend. That's right. You see, since I want to be in charge, it becomes my responsibility to make sure my baby's happy and well taken care of. I need to make sure that my little pet feels loved and cherished at all times. I'm not here to embarrass you. I don't take charge of my little pet because it makes me feel more secure to do so. Or because I have to look good in front of those idiots that are teasing you about this. They only tease because they're envious of you for drawing my attention. I'm already a confident, secure young woman who doesn't need their approval. I take charge because I care. Because I want to protect and nurture my love. Yep, that's what I said. My love. Come on. Let me show you how nice it can be. With a dominant girlfriend. Now do as I say. I'm gonna slide down over here beside you. While you turn sideways with your back towards me. Right, just like that. Now is that comfortable? You see, I want my sweet baby to be happy. One of your arms to snuggle underneath your pillow. I want you to take the other arm and move it behind you, so you're resting your hand on my hip. Yeah, just like that. And now as I lean over my baby and whisper softly in your ear, telling you how precious my little pet is to me, and how much I love to nuzzle and cuddle my baby. will brush lightly over your body, down your arm, and then up to your neck before moving in circles just behind your ear. Does that feel good? That's what I want for you to feel good. All I want is for you to feel relaxed and happy, knowing that I'm here to care for you, cuddle you, and to love you. There you go, my pet. That was a deep sigh. You see how relaxing and wonderful it can be to let me have control? Right about now, you're trying to remember how you ever got a good night's sleep without me here beside you. You feel safe. You feel protected. You feel loved like never before. Because that's what you are. Now I'm going to wrap my arms around you and lay my hand on your chest while pulling you tightly into me. The pulsing of our hearts syncing up and beating as one. And so, with one last kiss on your ear, I give my wonderful, snuggly little pet one last command. Sleep peacefully tonight, knowing that your loving girlfriend is watching over you. What's going on with my baby? Why won't they answer their phone? We were doing so well. At least I thought we were doing well. Where's my pet gone? My darling pet. Has my pet gone off camping with friends? I heard mention of a cabin when I walked up on my pet talking to some friends the other day. But nothing was said about plans or wanting to go with them. So I assumed they were planning something without my pet. If my baby just ran off without telling me, they're going to be in so much trouble. No. My precious little pet wouldn't have done that. They know my rules about getting my permission. And they've been such a good little pet, obeying what I've told them to do. My pet wouldn't have blown me off like that. Has my darling met someone else? I hope not. My pet told me they were never going to be interested in someone else. So I know my pet really has been so good for me. They're not lying to me, right? Putting on a show when they think I might be around. If I find that my pet has been sneaking around with someone else behind my back, I don't know what I'll do. No. Put it out of your mind, girl. Nobody's answering the phone. But you don't know why yet. Don't think the worst yet. Your pet has been so good for you. You know your pet is being good to you. You know it. And I've taken such great care of my pet. And I love my little pet dearly, and they know it. They finally admitted to me that they were frightened of me at first. Or rather, of any relationship with a dominant lover. That's what kept them apprehensive about me. I know my pet has had a controlling partner in the past. They were treated like a possession to play with and abuse, not a lover to cherish and adore. My pet didn't want to go back to that. I'm glad they shared that with me. It means they trust me. So, I've been dominant, but careful. I've always tried to show my precious little pet how much I love them. I do care for them. I only want them to be happy. They know I love them, don't they? What if they're in trouble? What if my pet's car is broken down somewhere? Or what if someone else has taken my pet? What if someone else is trying to kidnap my little pet and claim them for their own? Oh no. That would explain why they're so far away from town and why they won't answer their phone. I'm coming, baby. Just hold on. I'm coming. It's a good thing I installed that tracking app on their phone. It looks like my pet is just ahead on this gravel road. There. It's their car parked next to that log cabin. I don't see any other cars here. Maybe somebody carjacked my pet and chloroformed them as they were coming home. If somebody hurts my baby, they're going to suffer. A note taped to the front door? It says, "Please come in." Is this for me? Or were they meeting someone else? I guess we're about to find out. Baby. Come here, baby. Where are you? You know my rules. You have to come to me when I call you. I know you're here. Don't keep me waiting. No answer. I'll look around. Maybe they're hurt. Wait, there's another note taped to the bedroom door. It's just an arrow pointing inside and says, "In here." Baby, there you are. You had me so worried. You're kneeling and shirtless? Why is there a gag in your mouth? And your hands are tied. Is someone else here? Did someone do this to you? Where are they? I swear I'll crush their skull. What's this? A note? They left a note? Are they still here? Baby, I'll read the note in a second. I have to make sure that nobody's hurting you. Let me check the rest of the bed. It's covered with rose petals. Yes, I see you've stood up and you're pulling me there, but Pat, you want me to sit and read the note? Okay, I see your pleading eyes, my pet. All set. There, I'm seated. Okay, my pet, I'll read the note. But before I do, come here. Kneel. Now lay your head on my lap. I want you right here as I read. Good little pet. My dear, first let me apologize for worrying you with my stunt. But I wanted this to be a surprise. I knew that you would follow me when I failed to respond to your call, and I needed the time to prepare. So there's nobody else here. That's good. But that means that this was all you're doing? So, we'll have to see if I forgive you or not. You know I don't like surprises, and you really had me worried. I wanted to let you know just how much I love you and how much I value what you've done for me. You already know that I was nervous and more than a little frightened of beginning a new relationship with a dominant girlfriend. You know about how I was mistreated and hurt before. So giving you control was not something I did easily. I was afraid you would seek to humiliate me and cause me pain as in my past relationship. But your rules have always made me feel protected, desired, and cared for. I see that I'm not your object to abuse, but your treasured love that you adore. When I have failed you, I've been hesitant to obey. Your discipline has not sought to crush my spirit, but was designed to show me how much better I have it with you than without you. Everything you've done was to make me feel loved and cared for in your firm yet gentle arms. I was worried that you were only interested in pleasing your own desires and ignoring my own, but you've shown yourself to be caring, and loving master and friend. I held off telling you that I love you until I was certain of your true love for me. Darling, it was with great joy that I can tell you now that I do love you. I am yours for as long as you have me. Oh, my pet. I love you too, as I stroke your head on my lap. I will tell you that I'll never let you go. You will always be mine. I will show you in much more intimate ways, but I don't know how long you can be here. Is this a rental, or is it a friend's? Okay, I'll finish reading. This cabin was built to me by my grandfather. It now belongs to me. It belongs to us. We can stay here for the weekend, for a month, or for the rest of our lives if we so choose. Please forgive me for the surprise. You know how difficult it is for me to express myself. I hope that this gesture will show you how much I love being yours. How much I love you. Signed, your loving pet. Wow, my little pet. I read your note, and now it's time for your punishment. You know I don't like surprises, and yet you worried me silly, making me wonder what had happened to you. Well, I drove out into the middle of nowhere to find you. I think it's clear what you have to do. Sit up. No. Don't sit up in front of me. Up here. Come on. Climb up into the bed. No. As your punishment, I'm going to remove your gag, and you're gonna tell me how much you love me. Don't give me that sheepish look. This is your punishment. You, my darling little pet, that I love and cherish more than anything else in the world, that I would go to the ends of the earth to protect, that I would spend months cradling in my arms comfort, that I will love and care for all of my days. You have to speak with your own voice the words, "I love you." Well done, little pet. Thank you, my pet. I love you too. Now that the punishment is over, I think it's time for the reward. So, let me put your gag back in place. This is a reward. So the ropes and gag are staying on. And now, little pet, I want you to lay down. That's good. So well behaved. And now, I'm gonna lay down here beside you. I see that look in your eyes, and I hear that adorable whimper coming from behind the gag. Don't worry. This is a reward, not a punishment. I'm not teasing you. Off soon enough. But first, I wanted to respond to your beautiful note. As I gently kiss your neck and softly trace your body with my hand. I nuzzle your ear with my nose and whisper quietly in your ear in a way I know gives you goosebumps, and I wrap my leg around yours. I love you that you are my beloved pet, and I am your adoring master. You will always be the most cherished desire of my heart, and it makes me so very happy to hear what you think of me and how much you love me. Humiliate you. And I will do my very best to let you know how much I love you. If you're hurting, I will comfort you. If you're in need, you just need to be loved, I will always the rest of your reward, my good little pet. Because your loving master and girlfriend is always here to watch over you. I love you in every way I can. And I will do my very best to let you know how much I love you. If you're hurting, you're in need, I will protect you. And when you just need to be loved, I will always, always love you. Do you believe me, Pat? Then prepare yourself for the rest of your reward, my good little pet. Because your loving master and girlfriend is always here to watch over you. I love you in every way I can.